This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Erin Malsbury. 5 years after the CZU Lightning Complex fire burned almost 87,000 acres in the Santa Cruz Mountains, the future of Big Basin Redwoods State Park is coming into focus. At a community meeting in Boulder Creek, interpreter Joanna Ferraro says the fire brought grief, but the park is using the opportunity to prepare for climate change and rebuild in a more inclusive way.
I'm most excited about the Little Basin tribal partnerships, creating space for us to have a closer relationship and get to learn from tribal partners.
A new tribal cultural center will allocate space for ceremonies and ecological restoration. The new visitor center will be on Saddle Mountain instead of in the old growth grove. Shuttles will run to different areas in the park, minimizing cars in the forest. Big Basin planner Will Fort says California's oldest state park was hit hard during the month-long fire.
97% of the park burned, essentially the whole park.
But most of the redwoods, some of which are over 1,000 years old, survived. Still, the park looks very different than it did before the fire, and rebuilding is a long-term project.
There's full utility systems that need to be rebuilt, the full wastewater system, water system.
PG&E is currently installing power to the park through underground lines.
There's a significant road projects that need to happen, and that's all kind of just the backbone to start doing things like rebuilding campgrounds.
The 2021 state budget included funding for the first phase of rebuilding projects, but Big Basin will need to find more money to make the full vision a reality. This is KAZU News.